It's time to talk about the Eagles with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese joins me inside the studio. And Merrill, a game this week is actually feels like getting back to normal after this 3 games in 11 days nonsense. It's time to get back to a normal Sunday afternoon schedule. And I, for one, think that will benefit this football team.
Well, I certainly do, too. But I had the feeling this week, even though it was 3 games in 11 days, didn't you get the feeling you were almost on a bye weekend?
Yeah.
You really did have that feeling.
I think could benefit the Eagles using that time wisely, self-scouting, coaches spending some time looking at the first 3 games and understanding a little bit of what went right and what did not go right in those first 3 games.
Absolutely, and it gave me an opportunity to watch a lot of television and to watch the rest of the National Football League. I mean, I watched everybody this past weekend. And
including the Washington Redskins, who are 0-3, including the New York Giants, who are 0-3. This NFC East, Merrill, is as wide open, I guess, as I kind of expected it to be.
You know, they collectively are 3-9,
yeah,
which is incredible. But, you know, it's not just the NFC East, Dave, where there are teams struggling, where there are good teams, expected championship-caliber teams struggling. I watched the 49ers. Do you realize that the 49ers have now scored a total of 10 points in their last 2 games? I watched the once proud automatic berth in the playoffs just about Pittsburgh Steelers. They look awful. They look old. They look tired. They are 0-3. So it's not just the Redskins. It's not just the Giants, but throughout the Packers. All right, here's the Packers. Every year we automatically put the Packers in the playoffs. Yeah, they're one of the elite teams. But Green Bay's defense is not very good at all. It's going to give them problems.
And so the point here is?
The point here is that there has never been more parity in the National Football League. And if you look at the NFC East, the Eagles are 1-2, and they have a very, very tough game coming up this weekend. But after that, they have the Giants, they have the Tampa Bay Bucks, and they could go into that next game against Dallas, the next home game, with a 3-3 record.
Do you really look at it that way, Merle? I got to tell you, I'm not in that long-term projection with this football team. Because it's a new team, because it's a new roster and a new coaching staff, I'm very much in the mode of week to week.
Well, that's how most coaches think. And I do, too, when I focus on a game. When I prepare for the Eagles and the Denver Broncos, I care nothing about the week after this. But when I look at the larger picture, when I hear people say, oh, it looks like it's going to be another dreary season. It's going to be another season without a playoff game. I say, not so fast.
Yeah.
That we are very early. In fact, going into the season, Dave, and I felt this way even after the euphoria surrounding the win in Washington, that it was going to take 5 or 6 weeks before we could really understand the capabilities of this team.
All right, what do you think you know about the Eagles after 3 games here, Merrill? Let's start with the offense. We know that LeSean McCoy is having a season to remember, another terrific game against Kansas City. We know that Michael Vick, 2 out of 3 games, he's been excellent. Deshaun
yes.
Jackson's been outstanding. The offensive line giving up some ground on Thursday night against the Chiefs. But in general, what do you think of the offense through 3 games?
I think in general that it's an offense that is generally capable of putting up a lot of points as long as they don't turn the football over. You can't give it away. But it is a high-powered offense. It is an offense that I guarantee you every defensive coordinator is going to lose sleep over when they're facing the Eagles next. But at the same time, it's an offense that requires every department to be in sync. The offensive line cannot have the kind of game that they had against Kansas City. But if the offensive line plays well and Michael Vick plays the way he played in weeks 1 and 2 and McCoy keeps doing what he's doing, they're going to be tough to stop.
Yeah, I think the offensive line, it was just so unusual to see the troubles that it had against Kansas City. I don't expect that to happen very
often.
I don't either. I think there's so much talent. They're well coached. I expect a big rebound game on Sunday.
And I don't think the Chiefs are one of the great teams in the National Football League. But I think they have some very, very talented defensive players. If you look at their front seven, you're talking about probably 6 first-round draft choices and at least 5 Pro Bowl players. So I don't think you're going to find many better fronts than the Kansas City Chiefs.
If there's one thing about this offense that I find the surprising, and I'm not saying good or bad, it's that the tight ends haven't been used as much as I expected them. I expected Zach Ertz to be involved. I expected James Casey to be very involved along with Brent Celek. Haven't seen much at all of Casey, and Ertz has been limited as well with just four catches. And in fact, Celek, they both have four catches, 74 yards.
But I think they will. I think they'll both play bigger parts of the actual catching, receiving parts of the tight end position. You know what else, Dave, has come to my mind? And that is we get all involved in schemes. Chip Kelly comes here with this great scheme that he used at the University of Oregon. And it is a great scheme. But ultimately, no matter what the scheme is, a defensive coordinator will find a counter scheme to stop it. And it's the same with defenses. When Buddy came out with the 46 defense, when you talked about the zone blitz type of defenses, offensive coordinators found a way to beat it. Chip is a smart coach. There's no doubt about it. He's a smart, smart coach. What wins football games are talented players, good coaching, solid fundamentals, and motivation. And I think that Chip will take what he has and make adjustments.
Right.
Not in 1 week, 2 weeks, but he will modify this offense until he finds the right blend to bring out the most in this football team.
Right, and that's what the great coaches do. They make modifications. They counter move, if you will, comparing it to a chess match. Merle, the defense made some strides from week to week to week here. It's been kind of tough to pinpoint exactly what Bill Davis has with his defense in terms of personnel, the scheme he's trying to employ here, because there's been a lot of change. After 3 weeks, what do you make of the defense?
Getting better. I really believe that. I thought that the fact that they were able to limit Kansas City most of the time to field goals showed progress. They are a work in progress. Bill Davis said this from week one. We didn't expect them to come out and be the Seattle Seahawks, but they will be better. They will be better in October than they were in September, and barring injuries, they'll be better in November and December than they were in the first half of the season.
Well, they've got to be better on Sunday in Denver against Peyton Manning. I think this is a matchup that certainly tells you where the defense is, where the secondary specifically and the linebackers are against a quarterback who is second to none in terms of release, accuracy, and quarterback intelligence.
You know, I wouldn't be too quick to judge the defense on this game. And the reason I say that is the great defensive coordinator, the late Jim Johnson, who we respected to the utmost, he did not have the answer. If you look at the Eagles' record with Jim Johnson against Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts, most of the time they were on their heels.
Sean McDermott did, though. Sean McDermott did. They came, Colts came when Peyton played for the Colts. It came here. Asante Samuel intercepted a call. There is a formula that works against Peyton Manning.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So I guess the key is to keep him off balance as much as you can, mix things up a little bit, and put pressure on the quarterback.
Well, maybe the greatest pressure you can put on the Denver Broncos offense is by this offense scoring a lot of points.
Yeah.
You almost feel that if the Eagles are going to pull this one off, it's got to be a big-time shootout.
Yeah, I think this is a game in which the Eagles have to go in there and take their chances and play with controlled, reckless abandon, if that's possible, and lay it all out there and go shock the world.
Absolutely. Look, it's happened. I remember, not going back too far in ancient history, I guess 6 years, to 2007, when the Eagles, without Donovan McNabb, started A.J. Thiele in New England. And the Patriots that night, a Sunday night, were 3 touchdown favorites. And the Eagles lost that game 31-28 and actually had a chance to win it at the end.
Right. Well, let's hope the Eagles score.
Can happen. Yeah, you never know.
It's going to be a great game on Sunday. The Eagles at the Denver Broncos. Merrill Reese, we thank you for joining us inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.